another measure, Holy Ghost, another 1,000. 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 I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Father. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous. I used to love the Amplified version. It said it makes tremendous power available. It now added dynamic in its working. You see, the Bible also said, you see, that word, the heartfelt prayer of a righteous man. You see, but if you will be part of what this scripture is saying, but this prayer you have prayed, if it has not touched your heart, you haven't prayed. The Greek word for that word, the effectual is energio, and energio it means as in it is not just your physical energy, it is talking about the energy in your spirit, soul, and body joined together. That is, before your prayer start to produce power, you must have prayed to that point where both your body, as in you have come into oneness with it. The Bible spoke about Eleazar of Dodo. He said, this man fought with a spear until that spear cleaved to his hand. That is, he has actually come to a point where he's not separate from the weapon. Him and the weapon are one. So even if maybe Paraventure, as he's fighting, the weapon fell from his hand and he was not aware of it, he was still killing people. So the weapon now, like if you really know, as in angels don't really walk around with sword. Anyone you see with sword, but that weapon came out of the angel. There is even a movie that, as in Heaven's War, I love that movie so much. They actually demonstrated the way people, as in believers in the spirit, are equipped, or even angels are equipped. They don't just walk around with swords. It is that weapon is part of their makeup. So if peradventure you are in a state where you need to slay somebody, you don't need to take up a spear, it will come out of you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It is weaved inside of you. All of those things the Bible spoke about, that put on the whole armor of God. All of those things. Hope you know you are not wearing any physical thing now. But in the days of war, one of those arsenals that you have been able to store, or you have been able to activate inside of you via prayer, will be switched on in the days of adversity. That is why the Bible says, if you fail in the days of battle, it is because your strength is small. And part of what that thing implies is that you don't really have the required weapons you need to combat at that time. Because the reason why some people fall is not just because they were weak, it was just because they were not having the right weapon. So if the Bible categorizes it and does say that if you fail in the days of battle, it is because your strength is small, it then means that there is a weapon that you have not yet activated. And it may just be that the measure of prayer, the intensity of fire that is required, demanded to be generated within your spirit to be able to make use of that weapon well, has not yet been built. It has not yet been forged inside of you. So maybe like David, if they put the weapon, the armor of Saul on you, you may not be able to fight. The simple reason for that is just because David is a young boy, and that thing they put upon him became a load. Instead of it becoming like a weapon or a weapon of defense, a tool with which he should combat and bring down Goliath, that thing at that particular time became his demise. And as a man that understands how the spirit realm operates, and how he can be able to cooperate with the immortals to bring down a giant, even though he's small, he dropped all of those weights aside. That is why the Bible is speaking in the book of Hebrews says that since we are surrounded with such great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight of sin that so seek to beset us. And as soon as we are able to lay aside all of those weight of sin, but what will begin to happen to you from that point is that the ability to be able to see the inheritances that are locked up within the saints in light, as Colossians spoke about. You will now, because the reason why you cannot see it is just because there is a veil. Sometimes the veil is not just a curtain, it is just there's a picture I'm actually looking at. The veil oftentimes is not curtain. At times it may just be a principle that you have actually come under, that your life is operating under. And until that principle is brought down, because you see, principles are actually established by principalities. So oftentimes when you see a certain kind of principle at work in a particular geographical location, what that thing is trying to let you know, or what that thing mirrors, is that there is actually a ruling prince sitting over that place. And anytime you start to war against certain principles, you are actually warring against a demonic prince. The Bible said that Daniel, from the first day he began to pray, the Bible said as soon as you set your heart to pray and seek the Lord, as soon as you set your heart to understand, I was sent, God heard you, I was sent to answer your prayer. But while I was coming, the prince of Persia withstood me. And that thing lasted for 21 days. And thank God, Daniel was a man that knows how to persist in the place of prayer. And this was actually part of the thing Jesus Christ wanted to inculcate in his disciples as well. He told them, my heart is exceedingly sorrowful, that just wait at this side and just pray while I go yonder. But when Jesus came back after 1 hour, he came and met them sleeping. And what he said was that, can't you wait with me for at least an hour? That is, an hour is not even enough. He said, but at least an hour. An hour is just a unit of prayer. And that is what I just did. We just stretched 1 hour. And I was surprised the time was flying, and I was like, listen, if the time will slow down a bit so that we can pray some more. Because you see, the Bible said that there is a place where prayer is made. Jesus said that when you want to pray, go into your closet. As you were praying in this place, did you enter into your closet? Did you enter into that place in your heart where you can only make conversation with God? Many times people say it is not all about the hours of prayer, but you see, it will require long hours of prayer for you to come into that place where prayers are made. David speaking said that, let my prayers be set forth before thee. He says, let my prayer be set. That is, let it be arranged before thee. There is a place where you will come into where your prayers can be well arranged. That is why some people pray and go back expecting the answer. Some people pray, prophesy the answer. As in, they prophesy the answer and they return back still expecting the fulfillment of what they prophesied in the prayer. But you see, that place they broke into where they could prophesy the answer to the prayer is actually it is a realm of prayer that is born out of the bowels of intercession. Because the Bible speaking in the book of Romans says that the Spirit of God himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered with words. And he says in the next verse that likewise the Spirit himself helpeth the saints to pray according to the will of God. That is, the Holy Ghost will not just make you groan. It will bring you to that point where you will be able to intercourse with the heart of God and fetch out that which is the will of God. That is why it is possible for you to pray in tongues and pray amiss if you don't really break into that place where you begin to know the will of God. Because as you begin to know the will of God for your life, that is where spiritual warfare begins from. Are we together? Spiritual warfare doesn't just begin when you just start to pray, I come against this in the name of Jesus. Spiritual warfare, real warfare begins. It begins from that point when you have known the will of God. If we say now, okay, there's a warfare going on. There's a warfare. Every time we always say that there's a warfare going on in the spirit. There's a warfare going on. There's a warfare against your life. With what tool are you warring against the adversary? Have you really known the tool? Do you, regarding that thing you are praying for, have you captured, as your heart in intercession captured the mind of God? That is why Leonard Ravenhill, a great revivalist, he said that anything that is baited out of the bowels of prayer has eternal relevance. That is, the relevance of it may not be captured within time. Because oftentimes, that which your heart can capture in the place of prayer may not be within the scope of your normal calendar month. Maybe what your heart is seeing is what will happen in the next 10 years, in the next 20 years, sometime in the next 5 years, maybe in the next 3 days. At times it may be maybe in the next generation. That is why when you speak of such things to that generation, it may look as something that doesn't really, it is, you are just saying, maybe some people will just say, you are just saying deep mysteries. The reason for that, why your heart could capture that thing, it is because it entered into a depth of intercession. It is a place in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible said. It's a praying in the power. That is, it is a point. The place where prayer begins to build up your faith, to really come into that point where you can orchestrate divine answers. Because you see, there are prayers you pray and you expect God to answer, but there are points God wants to also bring you into where you create the answer. How many prophecies have you received? How many of them have you warred with? Like I said, spiritual warfare begins from that point where you start to know the will of God. That is where warfare begins from. Because immediately you just know the will of God, it is from that point the whole of hell will be loosed against you. At first, they were trying to blind your eyes so that you don't see. But the day you saw, suddenly warfare began. The day you realize that you were in a cycle, you are in a demonic cycle, you have been operating under a demonic cycle and a demonic pattern, the day you realize it, that is the day the warfare to break out of it will begin. All of the other things that have been happening are not the main thing. Because there are people that are still afflicted that don't know that they are afflicted. Will you say they are fighting warfare? No, they are not fighting any warfare. Maybe there may be warfare going on in their life, but they are not worrying, they are not contending. Isaac, after he blessed Esau, told him something, that you will be the servant of your brother, I've made him your Lord. But he said, in the day that you will become restless, in the day, that day is not even that time. What will make him restless? It means that a time will come where he will realize something. If Isaac blessed Jacob, he gave Jacob the seed, he blessed Esau, but he told him, you will be the servant of your brother. But he said, in the day when you will become restless, that is, Isaac was still seeing a window in the spirit that is still available for this guy to break out into headship himself. But until the day he will come into that realization, he cannot break forth. That is why Jesus teaching his apostles to pray. He told them, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That is, after you have been able to come into that point where you now, where your heart has been able to capture the revelation of God, capture the revelation of his fatherhood, capture the revelation of his the revelation of the entirety of himself. I wanted to say eternalness, but the thing doesn't look like English word. Until your heart has been able to capture that, then you can say, thy kingdom come. Because anytime you look into the revelation of God, part of the things you will see is his kingdom. If we start to pray now for this ministry, as we start to look, what did the Bible say? He that is born of the Spirit will see the kingdom. So, as we start to pray, anytime our eyes catch a glimpse of the kingdom, we will see a need to war. The Bible said they walk on in darkness, and the foundations of the earth are out of course. That's in Psalm 82. He said, for how long will you continue to judge unjustly? But before that point, the psalmist made an introduction in that Psalm 82. He said, and God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. Do you know that that guy was actually, it was a prayer journey that brought him into that place, where he could now see a council where God is sitting over, where God is the judge, judging all that judges in that place. How far has your heart traveled in prayer? Or is, you see, oftentimes when we talk about demonic cycle, when we talk about demonic and satanic cycle, part of the things an average believer will first of all start to think about is you start taking physical things alone. But you see, but in your journey in God, you can fall into a demonic cycle. In your progression, you can come into a point where, because of something in your bloodline, another priest, another law can activate. Another law can switch on. Hallelujah. Another law can switch on and start to operate in your life, causing you to remain under. You will pray. They will allow you. You will pray, but you will still be roaming in a cycle. Your prayer will be in a cycle. When was the last time you broke into a fresh revelation? What? You think utterance is not just for preaching alone. The first place, if I'm not mistaken, the first thing the Holy Ghost gave the apostles when he came upon them on the day of Pentecost was utterance. And that utterance was not preaching. It was not preaching, they were praying. The Bible says they all began to speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. As the Holy Ghost gave them utterance, they all began to speak. So utterance is not just a tool for preaching. It is not just a tool for preaching. It's not a grace for preaching. Okay, for preaching very fast. It is not a grace for preaching very fast, talking very fast. It is a tool and a weapon of war in the spirit. Because oftentimes your weapon in the spirit is not, it is not sword, it is not your tongues. But at times that weapon can be weaved inside of your tongues. That is when you now realize that as you are speaking in other tongues, your heart and your mind is quickly catching up in understanding. There is an acceleration taking place inside of your heart. There is a word that is being put inside of your mouth. Suddenly as you are praying, you just felt, I should declare this word. This scripture just came into your mouth. All of those things are actually utterance. They spake as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Are we together? Prayer is really, really a challenge. It is the challenge of an average believer. Throughout when we were praying, I wanted to end the prayer by 3:42 because that was when we started praying. Because it has been normal, as it is normal, at least we should introduce it with just 1 hour stretch. At least. That was what Jesus said. Can't you just wait with me for at least an hour? At least an hour. You will pray and break into utterance, but you see, If you don't know that utterance is not just a tool for, it is not just a tool for preaching. I've seen many people that love, they love the before you have the thing, and they just, and the only thing they don't know how to do is just talk. And even in the talk, you make mistake. You see, through utterance, but as you are speaking, it will be teaching you. As you are speaking, it will be teaching you. It is from that point, from a deep level of flow in utterance, you will break into a new realm in prayer. Your realm of prayer has not really shifted until it has shifted in your utterance. That is why you can't break out of demonic cycle. It is because the Bible said that an evil spirit, when it is casted out, it moves about. It goes into the wilderness and moves about in dry places. When it realizes that it can't really find a place of rest for himself, what he does is that he will think of his former house and say, wait, I will return back to that house and see. And the Bible says that when he comes back and realizes that the house is swept and garnished, what does that mean? When he returns back and realizes that the house is still in the same order with which he left, he could still come and put his thumbprint and the phone will unlock. When he realized that this person is still thinking my thoughts, he's still speaking my language. That is why you see a believers that have been delivered, they are filled with the Holy Spirit, but they are still demonized. They are still being oppressed and tormented by devils. Some things are still operating. It is because they've been brought into the kingdom, they've been liberated, but they are still speaking the language of Babylon. That is why they can still be oppressed. And that is what prayer will help you do. It will help you tune your tongue, put another language inside of you that can impact another mindset. Until this thing happens, I assure you, you have not begun the journey of breaking satanic cycles. You will still be moving in cycles, moving in demonic cycles, moving, still pray. The danger of it is that you will still be speaking in tongues. Can we pray? I want our hearts to open wide. When you come into an intercessory ministry, but part of the thing you must always checkmate is your heart. Is my heart feeling the prayer? The problem of some people is to start to pray. Our problem should be how to stop the prayer. How to stop the prayer should become our own challenge. So can we pray? I just use this opportunity to just build a structure inside of your heart so that you can continue to journey. They say there's what is called witchcraft, but there's what is also called Holy Ghost craft. That is what we just crafted like this. Understanding is a craft. They came and gave Daniel skill. All his prayer, he prayed for 21 days, and then they came and said, I want to give you skill and understanding. God. Skill so that he can create craft in the Holy Ghost. Can you pray? If you talk so much about prayer and don't pray, you are a scam. I assure you. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. Talking about prayer is not prayer. Reading books about prayer will not make you pray. Until you begin to pray, the journey hasn't started. And even in the prayer, the journey begins when your heart starts to know. He says he reveals to the saints, he helps the saints to pray according to the will of God. Yes, the will of God is that you prosper, but as your heart captured it. Shalabala salababu ala kaskabaria la babosketia. Banga babala tenabaria la babala dwala babolata. Pray, salabala salababu ala kaskaboria la bakaskabo. Babala da babala babala dwala babaria la babala tua. Banga babala da babala dwala baboria la babala tua la kaskabo. Can you go an hour more? Hey, Salaba Sata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me round up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, I used to tell my guys there in Zaria, Because then we used to hold one meeting in Cave Adulam. It's really a cave. We used to hold a meeting in Cave Adulam. They resumed back last week Friday. It's a meeting called Cave Adulam. There we pray. As in, I used to tell them that the proof that you prayed this 1 hour is that you will be able to go an hour more. The proof that you prayed three is that you will be able to add another one. The proof, the Cave Adulam is, as in, we do it 10, as in first day 10 hours, second day 10 hours, we start Thursday, first day 10, second day 10, as in the third day the voice you will have that third day, but if your voice is still loud, you know that this one is something that added that into you. And I will keep them like that. No sound is even on the mountain. So no sound, no keyboard, nothing. I used to tell them, find a sound inside of you. Find that sound. The Bible said that there is a river, a fountain inside of you, whose stream thereof makes glad the city of God. When I was saying the prayer is becoming sweet, it is just because I've started to feel some sound inside of me. Those sound may not be, it may not be songs, it may not be song, it may not become, it may not be a song, but it is a sound, a vibration inside of your spirit that positions your heart. He said, when the spirit of grace and prayer is poured upon the house of Jacob, he said, they will look upon me as one whose first son has been pierced. You know the way when somebody, a warrior, lost a king, loses his first son. The same way it happened to Pharaoh. The thing affected the guy's heart. He just said, the guy don't even know when he said, let the children of Israel go. He said, that is how you will look up to God, like one whose first son has been pierced. These guys will keep them. I was not surprised that they told me that they want to resume back the prayer, because I left Zaria over a year now. And they say they want to resume back the prayer. I was not surprised. It is a traveling. It has put something inside of them that no matter where they run to, they will come back to that place. They will always remember the zeal of the house of the Lord will consume you. It will activate grace within you. It will activate intercession in your spirit. That thing will push you. It will bring you to the place of prayer so that you can get true revelation, so that you can war with it. He said, war with this word of prophecy that has been impacted on, that has been given unto you. He said, war, prophecies, and every revelation, the knowledge of the will of God you receive at every time are actually weapons of war. Don't be waiting for when an angel will clothe you with an armor or wear a garment. As soon as that revelation comes, a weapon of war has been given unto you. Can we just pray again? Hi. I don't know what to pray for. Can you just pray? My heart is indicting with good matters. My composition are unto the king. He said, I will speak of things that are taught in the heart of the king. My mouth will be as a pen of a ready writer. There may be a demonic law, but with my mouth I can rewrite a new law, because my mouth has become as a pen of a ready writer. Hey! Baska bala da babu ala kaskabari ala babos ketia. Rababala tana babari ala babu ala tata. Aye kobarataha. Arababala taka babala da babena saba. Rababala taka babela babari ala babena saba. Rabasala bala sata brata bakaska. Bada babada 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 babu ala kaska. Babalada babada 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 babari ala babala tua. With this, I don't have to tell you that something has changed in your life. With this, I don't have to tell you that you have made progress. With this thing you have done this night, I don't have to tell you anything again. He said, by prayer, Jesus cried. He made his cry unto him that is able to save him, in that he feared. Salababala babala babala da babaria la babulata. Banda babala da babaria la babalata. Arra da bada brate kabaria la babulata. Hey! Salada babala da babala da babaria la babalatua. Arra bata kababola satai. Thank you. babaria la babala tai. Yes, break out, break forth. Yaite arate barie la babai. Yes, I break the veil of confusion. I break the veil of confusion. I break down that cloud of confusion. May your pathway become clear. May your pathway become clear. May it become the way of the just. I align you to the pathway of the just. I could perceive your utterances being fine-tuned. I could perceive your prayers being fine-tuned. Your mouth is being seasoned with grace. Your heart is being seasoned with grace. Grace has been poured upon your heart. Grace has been poured upon your lips. Let the high praises of the Lord be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hands to bind kings with chains and nobles with fetters of iron. For this honor God has given unto you this day. Yes, words have been put in your mouth so that you can judge. Judge the adversary. Judge that demonic cycle. Judge that demonic cycle. Those demons are scared. I can perceive them being affrighted. They are being scared because of what God is putting in your mouth at this time. Speak so that ye may be justified. Speak so that you may be justified. Speak so that you may be justified. Address that cycle. Address that issue. Address that issue. What the Lord does demand of you now is to just speak so that you will be justified. That is why grace is put upon your mouth. So that you won't just speak. You won't darken counsel with words without knowledge. You won't darken counsel. Who is he that darkeneth counsel with words without knowledge? With words without understanding. Stand and gird up thy loins. And I will ask thee, and ye shall answer me. But the Lord God has put grace upon your lips. He has put his grace upon your mouth. He has increased the measure of the anointing upon your life. He has increased the measure of authority upon your life. I am speaking and I am prophesying. I am speaking and I am prophesying. The Lord God has put grace upon you. He has put, there is an elevation of the anointing, an elevation of the grace of God. No more will you speak from that structure. No more will you speak under that wine structure, under that wine skin. I perceive a new horn over you and a new oil being poured into that horn. And it is impacting a new learning into your mind so that a new level of authority can be released. There's a new learning under the anointing. A new learning under the anointing. There's a new authority, but it is coming first with a new learning. Your mouth will pick up new decrees. It will pick up new decrees in the Holy Ghost. Yes, I seal it up with the name of the Lord. I seal it up with the name of the Lord. I seal up this operation with the name of the Lord. Break through and break forth. Break through, break forth. Break through, break through, break through. Breakthrough, the Lord God, Baal Perazim, advance ahead of you. The Lord go as the breaker before you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. the name of the Lord, we pray. Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God. El Elyon, possessor of the heavens and the earth. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.